We will begin the story in just a moment, but first I have a message for the parents out there. We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. When I was looking to hire someone, it felt like taking on a whole nother job. I wish I had Indeed, because then I would have been leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day with Indeed's matching engine, which constantly learns from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsor job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/story. Just go to Indeed.com/story right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/story. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Indeed.
Story Spectacular
presents
Sleepy Time Tales.
Tonight's tale is Fluffle Stillskin. Sleepy Time Tales, brought to you by Story Spectacular, the podcast for fluffy dreams and silly adventures. You can listen to a story whenever you need a friend. I'm your host, Angie. Tonight, we will hear about a poor little mouse who is about to be removed from the house by a mean old cat.
Meow!
Unless it can guess the kitty cat's name. Let's find out if our friend will guess the right answer and begin our mouse tale now. Fluffle Stillskin. There was once a poor little mouse who lived in a hole in the wall.
Squeak, squeak!
One day the mouse snuck out of the hole to search for a crumb of food to eat. An old maid took one look at the mouse and said,
"Eek! It's a mouse! That's it. I'm getting a cat tomorrow who will remove that mouse from this house."
The next day, a big, ferocious, and fluffy cat showed up at the house.
"Meow, meow. Where's that mouse? I'll have him out of here in no time."
The cat sniffed around and spotted the mouse in a hole in the wall.
"Meow. Come out, you mousy mouse. I'm gonna remove you from the house."
"Oh, please, spare me, kitty cat. I'll do anything."
"Well, I would like a fun cat toy to play with. I'll be back tomorrow the same time. And if you don't have a fun cat toy waiting here for me, I will remove you from the house once and for all. Meow."
Then the fluffy cat turned and walked away with its tail in the air.
"Oh, dear. Where will I find a cat toy?"
The poor mouse looked around at its few possessions. There was nothing really resembling a cat toy.
Aww.
But then the mouse noticed a tiny ball of yarn in the corner.
"I know. I will make a cat toy out of yarn."
The little mouse worked until the wee hours of the night, spinning the yarn into a fabulous cat toy. The very next day, the cat came back.
"Meow! Oh, mouse, do you have my toy?"
The tired mouse came out and presented the cat with a marvelous homespun cat toy.
"Wow, I'm very impressed. This cat toy is amazing. I want 6 more by tomorrow or you're out of here."
The cat skipped away with its new toy.
"Meow, meow, 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 meow."
"Oh dear, that one cat toy took me all night to make. How in the world will I make 6 more?"
The mouse looked around and gathered up all of the yarn, fuzz, and feathers it could find, then spent the whole night spinning and sewing. The very next day, the cat came back.
Meow, meow, meow! Do you have more toys for me?
The little mouse was exhausted, but indeed had made 6 more incredible cat toys.
Meow, meow, wow. These toys are perfect. I want 10 more by tomorrow or you're out of here.
Oh, please, kitty cat. I have no more yarn or anything left to make you more toys. Please, please, have some compassion.
Meow. I'll leave you alone once and for all if you can guess my name.
But the little mouse had no idea what the kitty's real name was.
Your name? Is it Milo?
No.
Is it Millie?
No.
Buttons?
No.
Boots?
No.
Snugglewumps?
No.
Snazzy Pants?
No.
Puddin' Paws?
No, no, no.
I don't know.
You have until tomorrow morning to guess my name or you are out of here once and for all. Meow, meow, meow.
The kitty cat pranced away with its tail waving in the air. The poor little mouse was so weary.
Oh dear.
It stayed up all night trying to think of the cat's name.
Maybe I'll go for a walk. That always seems to clear my head.
The mouse tiptoed out of its hole in the wall and scurried around the house. The little mouse heard a noise. It scuttled over to get a closer look. The noise was coming from the kitty cat, who was dancing and playing with her toys by the fireplace and chanting a song.
Meow, meow, meow. I'm the cleverest cat. That mouse is lame. He won't ever be able to guess my name. Meow. Cause never will he ever hear me proclaim that Fluffball Stillskin is my name.
That's it!
The mouse scampered home with glee and had a good night's sleep in his bed.
Squeak, squeak, squeak.
The next day, the conceited cat pranced its way over to the hole in the wall and called for the mouse.
Here, mousey, mousey! You better come out and face the music! Meow!
The mouse came out with a smile on his face.
Hello.
The cat was confused.
What are you so happy about? There's no way you could have guessed my name.
What a bet!
Huh, yeah. I bet a year's worth of cheese, you silly mouse.
Haha, okay.
Then the mouse began to chant his reply.
I'm a marvelous mouse, I do proclaim. I figured out. Your kitty cat name. We've come to the end of our guessing game. Cause Fluffball Stillskin is your name.
Meow?
The cat gasped.
But huh? What?
So, Fluffball Stillskin, how about some cheese?
Oh, geez. A deal's a deal, I guess.
Fluffball Stillskin brought some cheese to the mouse's little hole in the wall.
Meow.
Then the defeated kitty walked away with her tail down.
Meow, 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 meow.
The clever little mouse happily filled its belly with some delicious cheese.
Squeak, squeak, squeak.
The end. Story Spectacular is written and hosted by Angela Ferrari. To learn more about the show and to watch spectacular videos, go to storyspectacular.com. If you enjoyed tonight's Sleepy Time Tale, there are even more great bedtime stories on the Leela Kids podcast app. Find Leela Kids in the App Store and be sure to subscribe to Story Spectacular. That way you won't miss a single Sleepy Time Tale.
Sleepy Time Tale.